Now, Andrew, how did you initially get involved with hemp?
Well, with hemp, it was just kind of a sitter. It's a very versatile plant. I was interested in farming, and for a lot of reasons, the untapped potential of it, the usefulness, it really is a great food in terms of hemp seed, and we're catching up with that now. And its medical benefits and properties and therapeutic agents that it produces are very good for humans. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons about it, and I suppose, you know, what has been confounding is the laws here in New South Wales, in Australia and around the world.
What is the difference between hemp and cannabis? Is there a difference?
Well, there is, only in its chemical makeup. High THC cannabis has obviously higher THC, but it also has a range of other cannabinoids, up to 106 different cannabinoids. Hemp, Delta-9 THC is just one of the components. Some varieties still have Delta-9, obviously, it's just low THC, it's not no THC, but some varieties, again, contain that robust profile of cannabinoids that are quite helpful for medical purposes. And then we have other varieties and cultivars and genotypes in hemp that, you know, have relatively low cannabinoid profiles all the way across.
Now, Andrew, when I think of hemp, I think of clothing and pants and kind of fabrics. What are some of the other ways in which hemp is commonly used today?
Well, those things you mentioned, they've been used for thousands of years, but also the hemp seed itself. Here in Australia, we're kind of the last country in the world to release the ban on hemp per se. So what's happened in the meantime, you know, all those textile industries, especially here in Australia, for instance, all our wool and cotton gets sent overseas. We don't make much textiles here, so it's not likely we're going to be trying to grow a lot of hemp to compete in the international market on that. What has been the big changer in Western diets especially is hemp seed food, the reintroduction of hemp seed food, and specifically for us Westerners, we'd like it dehulled. And so the dehulled hemp seed is very versatile. It tastes great. It just tastes like nuts, you know, the texture of it and everything. And its versatility as a milk, a non-dairy milk substitute, and as a hemp seed oil, very healthy oils. I mean, we're talking about almost the equivalent of fish oil in terms of its omega-3, 6 and 9 ratios, which are perfect for human consumption. It really is, you know, just like how people talk about medical cannabis, that it is very good. We have receptors in our bodies. The hemp seed food is driving the hemp industries now, and that will also give impetus to broader industries. There is the textiles, there is the food, but more importantly, I think it was Henry Ford, the car builder, said back a long time ago that anything you can make out of hydrocarbons, you can make out of carbohydrates, and hemp seems the best plant to convert to that.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, there is hemp plastics. People will see that at the HHI. All various hemp plastics, minimum, you know, resins or anything like that. The stuff really just is processed and remoulded, and it's a plastic.
And then because it is more of an organic plastic, I guess it would be biodegradable. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other great thing about the hemp plant itself, what they call it, has great bioremediation properties. So in terms of mine site rehabilitation, areas of great contamination, even Chernobyl, they use hemp to grow over areas like that because it does really draw in and suck up heavy metals and other contaminants and does sequester them in the plant.
Wow, this sounds like a pretty magical plant in my opinion. It seems odd to me that it isn't more widely used, especially here in Australia and especially in a time where we are becoming a little bit more health conscious, more conscious of the environment around us.
Yeah.
Now, the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo and Symposium, it's next weekend over at the Sydney Rosehill Gardens.
Yeah.
You'll be addressing as the keynote speaker. What are you hoping to cover?
What I'll be covering is what's happening now in Australia, what the government is saying, what's really happening, especially in regards to medical cannabis and hemp seed food. We have nothing but, you know, good to talk about that it is progressing. And we'll probably talk about how the industry at large, although it is quite skeletal at the moment here in Australia, the hemp growing industry will be developing trade and industry standards around hemp seed food so that people aren't being duped or misled by labelling that, you know, using imported seed. At the moment, we have a big problem in Australia companies bringing in a lot of Chinese hemp seed, which, you know, may or may not be organic, but it's certainly not described as a country of origin on the packaging. So we have to be really careful about that as an industry. And with medical cannabis, I suppose the most gripping description I give is that there is no government in the world that has willingly introduced a meaningful medical cannabis regime. And we'll probably explore that a bit, but in essence, no government in the world owns a lawful source of medical-grade cannabis. It really is just a very tiny number of companies, and most all of those companies aren't recognised internationally. But we'll talk about what's happening in Canada and the US, where the citizens, through constitutional powers that they have, the citizens have rights, and they were able to force their governments and the medical profession to introduce medical cannabis regimes. But really, they just turn out to be just an exemption to smoke cannabis. So we really, you know, we'll try and dig into that. I mean, trying to undo 80 years of propaganda is really, really hard.
I can imagine that it would be. What else can people see at the expo?
Look, my company, we have two companies, VitaHemp and Medical Cannabis Limited. We will have a big room with some clear sides that people will be able to see live cannabis plants that we've been growing and breeding for quite a while now. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's the first time they'll see a hemp plant or a cannabis plant. As I said, they both look the same, smell the same, but each have their own fantastic qualities for human, you know, consumption and human use. So, you know, that'll be a really interesting thing for a lot of people. We did it last year, and we're the first company or anyone to ever have that kind of permit to have a display of live cannabis plants, and we're really happy that we're able to do that again.
Well, Andrew, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Best of luck next weekend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and enlightening us on the world of hemp.
Thanks very much to SCR. Was that Super Cannabis Radio?
Oh, thanks, Jess. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get in trouble for that. I can see it.